Your brain has an excuse. I'm not sure what mine is, but you have been grinding away here for the last, how long has it been? You've been working on this new project that just was published and released earlier this week. Your brand new book is called Hoosier Beginnings. Tell me about how this genesis for the idea came together. Ken, I know you're a big history guy. How did it come together? Who writes a book anymore? You do. That's the answer to this question. Tell me all about it.
Well, you know, this is a book that it started, the work for it started 12 years ago, long before it was ever even the concept of a book. It was just, hey, let's learn about some old athletic facilities at IU. And I fell down a rabbit hole in writing a bunch of stories for publication I used to work for, Inside Indiana Magazine, and it just developed into a pile of stories, and I did some presentations around Bloomington. Somebody said, hey, you should put those stories in a book, and I said, "I that's a great idea. I don't know exactly how to go about doing that," and then somebody got a hold of me saying, I know how to do that, and so that was a few years back, and able to build on it, add some stories, learn more about the history of IU athletics, specifically its stories between like the first baseball team in 1867 up to 1930, and it has to do with the stories, really. It's not about dates or results. To me, that's trivia. I love the stories of everything, and these are the stories of the people, the triumph, the tragedy along the way that built IU athletics in its formative years and set the foundation for what it would become. And it's just, the stories are wild. They're crazy. It's amazing that they ever ended up, having the kind of athletic program that they did. But it's just the people who shaped the athletic programs at IU more than 100 years ago, their impacts are still being felt today, and I just feel like they shouldn't be forgotten.
Ken Bykoff is our guest. The book is Hoosier Beginnings, and it is literally the beginnings. Did this story that you've put together, did it take you to the beginning of it, or is that where it led you when you decided to look into it deeper? Because some people will say, well, we'll pick the modern era or the post-war era. You went all the way back to the start. How did you get there?
Well, you know, I'm fascinated by kind of that era from about 1880 to the interwar years, because it was more than 100 years ago, but it wasn't that different. Yeah, technology is different. Yeah, you have better communication, more widespread things like electricity and things like that. But for instance, I'm sitting here right now. I am on the square in Bloomington. And one of the chapters of my book is about the baseball riot of 1913 that happened right here on the square where I'm sitting. And, you know, that to me is it is such an interesting time, because the people had the same dreams, the same aims. They were finally had some time to start to put time into recreation, to playing sports as opposed to just trying to find where their next meal is or trying to build a future. And I just fell down a rabbit hole that started at these facilities and then took me back all the way to the start of the Indiana University. And one of the things I talk about in the book is why it's Indiana University and not the University of Indiana, like University of Kentucky, University of Kansas, University of Illinois. Indiana University is unique in that way, and it has to do with, it was the State Seminary of Indiana, then Indiana College, then Indiana University, because they felt university sounded better than Indiana College. They didn't really change curriculum. And it just kind of, if you're going to tell the story, to me, you start from the start and what makes Indiana University unique. And it really starts with the name, and to get to why the name is what it is, you had to go back to 1820 and kind of build from there. And so that's what I did. And I found some just absolutely amazing stuff that I hope readers will enjoy, will be able to look at their friends and say, hey, let me tell you, do you know why it's this? Do you know why their teams are nicknamed the Hoosiers? It hasn't been as long as you think. These are all things that that really appeal to me. And I wrote the whole thing as if you're sitting across a table at Nick's from somebody and just chatting with them. That to me is the tone, and that is what really brings history alive.
Ken Bykoff checking in. He is the author. Hoosier Beginnings, just released this week on Tuesday, August 4th. Ken, obviously, we'll figure out where we can get your book when we do it. What made you put this into book form as opposed to just either putting it on your website or just tweeting out the stories? Why the book angle? It just seems like, you know, everybody's e-book these days and everything. You're a book guy. You're a big book guy.
I'm a big reader. I'm a big reader. And, you know, to me, I've had plenty of people say, you should put all these stories that you tell me into a book because I would love to be able to buy it for my uncle or my dad or whoever it is. And so to me, it's great that you can find stuff online and the stories are certainly interesting. But to bring all the stories together, and there's nothing better than just sitting down and reading a book, whether it is an ebook form, whether it is a hardcover, softcover, whatever it is. You know, I'm somebody who still likes to hunker down with my Kindle or hunker down with whatever and read and get a cup of coffee and spend a Saturday morning doing it. If you could do that and learn something and learn it in a way that is fun, I think it just sticks with you, and it's something that I think people will really enjoy. And that's something. I'm a big history guy. I really tend to dislike the way history is introduced to people in high school because of the fact that it is often more about trivia than the story. And the story is so much, the why is always so much more important than the what or when. And to me, the why is everything when it comes to history.
Ken Bykoff, Hoosier Beginnings. And Ken, just to make sure that we are on the same book page here, this isn't a book about just football and basketball. This is about the entire genesis of the athletic department and how we got to football and basketball, essentially.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's not just football and basketball. I mean, obviously, those played big roles because they were the major sports that that came out. But it's also about just how Indiana University decided it needed to start building athletic facilities at all. How the university had to figure out where to put the facilities, what they're going to be used for. Because yeah, you play football and baseball, but you also need track. You need someplace that people can drill because it's World War I is approaching, and everything that goes along with that. And it turns out that all of this might not have been possible had there not been the major fire on the Seminary Square campus that moved the campus to where it is now. And I talk about it in the book, just how close Indiana, or at least it was discussed, of Indiana University being moved out of Bloomington and somewhere by Indianapolis or farther south, and why and how the town of Bloomington and the students came together, rallied together to make sure that it stayed in Bloomington. All of that is part of the equation, and it all plays together because nothing happens in a vacuum. Indiana's struggles in football historically are based as far back as 1910, 1915. And when the foundation is a little bit shaky with that, there are ripples that go over time. And that to me is try to bring some context, some understanding for why the athletic department has had some of the issues that it has had over the years, but there's also a lot of triumph involved, too.
Did you get any help from our friends at IU Archives for this?
Oh, they're wonderful over there. Brad Cook is great. Dina Callens is amazing. It's great. Dina, when I started the whole project, I didn't realize that Dina worked there. Dina graduated from my same high school a year behind me. We knew each other in high school. And so it is one of those things to where it's a big world and a very small world at the same time. And that's something that comes up over and over and over again in the book, is that these connections lead to so many things and the development of so many things when it comes to the athletic department. And the overall theme through the entire book is nothing new ever happens. And anybody that reads history will tell you nothing new ever happens. And that is certainly the case when it comes to IU Athletics.
And Dina's husband, Steve, is on with us Mondays and Wednesdays. So we're all tied into this together.
Wonderful.
Which what makes it fun. Ken, thanks for checking in. We appreciate it. Now let's get to the important stuff. If somebody would like to purchase a copy of Hoosier Beginnings, where's the easiest place to find it?
Amazon, the IU Press website, Barnes & Noble online. And like I said, they could get it's either an e-edition, a soft cover, hardcover, all of it is coming out. And just really, really excited. And I really hope that people enjoy reading it as much as I wrote it, because believe you me, it was something that is an absolute labor of love.
Great job, Ken. We appreciate the update. Sell a million copies, will you? And we'll see you. Well, we'll see you somewhere, we hope, down the road when sports can pick back up. So let's wear our mask and be safe until then.
Sounds fantastic. Thanks so much.